the notable exception to humor was the late Charles Sibley, who was a world-renowned ornithologist. And this is a digression. This is a Sibley story, of which there are many, not nearly so complimentary as Hamilton. Sibley was very serious. He came along to Cornell in the 50s after Dr. Allen had retired and actually began using electrophoresis and later on DNA studies to characterize relationships with birds. He was a truly fine scientist, but he was a rather humorless fellow, and I knew him in my own profession later, and I confirm he was rather without humor. And so the graduate students, the senior graduate students in those days, had the opportunity to be a research assistant and manage the vertebrate collection, which up until 1970, when I arrived, were housed on the third floor of Fernal Hall. The bird collection was there. In this space where we're sitting now, and next door, was where the mammal collection was, and Bill Hamilton had his office in probably where Ellen Harris's office is now. Arthur Allen's office is down where Pat Sullivan is, and Paul Kellogg's office is where Nathan is housed right now. So they were all clustered here together. And Sibley was becoming very unpopular with folks to the extent that nobody would sit and have lunch with him. And so at that time, Bill Dilger was the senior graduate student who had the research assistantship as curator of the bird collection up on the third floor. And have you met with Bill yet and talked to him?
No, I left a message with him.
I have to ask Bill about Sibley's story. And so Dilger was working away. Dilger was also is a very capable artist, too. And he was doing some illustrations for an article, I think, that Steve Emlin was writing about his studies of bunting. And it's about lunchtime, and Charles Sibley goes sort of crashing into the collection and sits there with his sandwich, and Bill's busy, of course, not paying too much attention to him. And it's reported from a fellow who was, Ed Riley was a graduate student at that time. He's now deceased, and he became a vertebrate biologist for the state of New York for most of his career. He was working back behind some of the cabinets and heard Sibley come in and sit down. And Sibley's reported to have said to Dilger, he said, you're going to have to make a career decision. Are you going to be a goddamned artist or a scientist? Do you know of anybody in history who was any damn good at both? And it's reported there was a long pause, and then Dilger said in his own quiet way, probably with a pipe hanging up, said, Da Vinci was pretty good. Whereupon Riley reported he heard a door crash, and Sibley left and went off to have lunch by himself.